Welcome to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives, hosted by Reverend Otley Holmes, Senior Pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Mesa, Arizona, where our vision is touching hearts and changing lives by the power of His Word, Luke 4, 18 and 19. Our mission is to go ye therefore and teach all nations, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Now, please join us in a study of the Word of God.
Welcome once again to Touching Hearts and Changing Lives. This is Pastor Holmes, your host, and it is my privilege and pleasure to be back amongst my listening audience once again as we come together for the study of God's holy word. Amen. I am so excited when I come onto the radio and are allowed to be your radio Bible teacher just for the few short moments that we have together. And it is my prayer that you pray for me as I pray for you, that we come together to be richly blessed and by the word of God. Amen. But as always, let us approach the throne of grace before we begin our study. Our Father and our God, once again, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you for the pleasure and the privilege of serving you and studying of your word. We pray now, Father, that your word will richly bless our lives, conform us into the image of your Son, which is your ultimate goal. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you do. You bless us beyond belief. Master, forgive us of all our sins in those times when we do transgress against you. Master, wash us and cleanse us in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We praise you. We ask us all in Jesus' name for his name's sake. Amen. Well, we're in a book, the study of the book of Acts. We're in the 10th chapter. We're now seeing that God is about to do a great work in this fledging church. And we're trying to understand what it is that God is doing as he brings two primary players into the arena so he can eradicate the prejudice, because the church at that time was basically an all-Jewish church. Now, there's a centurion of the Italian band by the name of Cornelius, who is a just and a devout man, praying always, doing good charity work, and feared God, but not only he, but his whole house. And so God gives Cornelius a vision about sending to Joppa for this man, Peter, who was staying at Simon the Tanner's house. And also at that very same time, Peter is on the rooftop praying in Joppa, becomes hungry, and while they are preparing him food, he falls into a trance, and God gives him a vision. And a sheet comes down, if you will, that's knitted on four corners, that has got every kind of beast and creeping thing in the entire world. And the message to Peter is, rise, kill, and eat. And Peter declares that he has never put any unclean thing in his mouth. And God declares back to him that anything that God cleansed, do not call common. And his vision transpired three times, and it was taken back up. At the time that the vision was taken back up and Peter came out of his trance, the three that Cornelius had sent to get Peter now showed up at the gate at Simon the Tanner's house, asking for the one surnamed Peter. And so therefore, Peter now has got a confirmation from the Lord by not only the vision, but also by the men showing up. And Peter leaves after he lodges these men overnight. Peter leaves the next morning to go towards Cornelius' house. And as he approaches Cornelius' house, Cornelius sees Peter. He is so humbled by the fact that God that gave him the message, is now he is seeing it in its fullness, falls to his knees and begins to worship Peter. But Peter grabs him by the hand and stands him up, says, do not worship me, for I am a man just like you are a man. So we see that in this confrontation, if you will, that God is bringing a Jew and a Gentile, and he's humbling both. And both of these men were humbled by God. Cornelius was humbled by the vision, and Peter demonstrated his humility as well, because it was a custom to bow before men of high honor, showing reverence and respect for them. But God had humbled Peter also. Peter forbade the act and disallowed it. He said, man, don't worship me. And so Peter was humbled and Cornelius was humbled. And so there were some lessons being learned here, that Christ had abolished the distinction between Jew and Gentile. And God is no respecter of persons. So the lessons learned by Cornelius were threefold. A man who truly seeks God's moves God. So in other words, when you truly seek God and pray to God, God will move. The next thing we see is a man who seeks God must listen and obey God. So when God speaks back to us, we must be willing to obey him and obey him according to whatever it is he commands us to do. And lastly, the man who seeks God must be respectful of the word of God. Amen. So let's move on in this week, and I believe we're going to pick it up about verse 28 in chapter 10 of the book of Acts. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation, but God hath shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. This is referring back to that vision that was given to Peter. Therefore, I came unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore, for what intent have you sent for me? And then in verse 30, Cornelius answers, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged at the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Verse 33, immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Well, then Peter opened up his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. My brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes when we look through the eyes of the natural and we see so much taking place in the natural world, I mean, when two celebrities have a baby and the baby is born and people are clamoring about, willing to pay millions of dollars to have that first photo of that baby, I think that is just ludicrous. That same amount of money could be used for the glory of God. Amen. But we are into worshiping of people rather than the worshiping of God. And so we must help those that we know to get out of those types of situations and understand to God be the glory. Let me pick this up again. Verse 35, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all of Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That was a special kind of anointing that God had given Jesus and Jesus alone. Now I have to just kind of make a little side comment here also, because I know there are the Gnostics that believe that Jesus wasn't God until the Holy Spirit descended on him, and they fathom in their minds, how could God possibly die? So when Jesus was crucified, they believed that God removed his spirit from Jesus, and that's how Jesus was able to physically die. But we know the Bible talks, or theologically, there is a hypostatic union, because Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. And we do not understand how that is possible. We have to accept it by faith. But we know that Jesus had already been God. He was God in the flesh. But he humbled himself and made himself subservient unto the Father. And the Father was showing his approval by the special anointing that was given unto him. Amen? Amen. Verse 39, and we are witnesses of all the things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on the tree. So now Peter's beginning to give a short message on the gospel of Christ. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Only Jesus will be the judge of the quick and the dead. Amen. He is our righteous judge. Verse 43, to give him all the prophets, witnesses that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive the remission of sin. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which had heard the word. So now what we're beginning to witness is a mini Pentecost, if you will. Peter is now telling the story of Jesus. He's preaching the gospel of good news. And while he is preaching the gospel of good news, the same thing that they had received on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit fell on them is now falling while Peter is yet preaching on the household of Cornelius. Verse 45, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we can see now that God is setting the stage to eradicate the prejudice that has slowly been established in the household of faith because of the predominant Jewish believers in the church. And Jews were taught since birth that they have nothing to do with Gentiles. They were dogs. They were just uncommon, unclean folk that you should have no dealings with. But now God is using Peter to break down that barrier to make sure that everyone is received of God and no one is to be called common anymore. And our churches ought to mandate that by understanding we ought to take in all types of people and from all nations, races, and creeds and walks of life. Well, my brothers and sisters, the clock on the wall is saying I got to wind this program down once again. I hope that you will tune in again next week. And as I always like saying, please visit us on the web, www.smbcbasa.org. Come by Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Sunday school is 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings and 11 a.m. worship service. We come together because we love the Lord. We're not about form and fashion there at Shiloh. We just simply love the Lord. We want to come into the house of the Lord and praise him and sanctify his name. Amen. So would you pray for me during the week and encourage some of your friends perhaps to tune in to this program. And may the Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer. See you again next week. Take care and God bless.
Touching Hearts and Changing Lives radio program is an outreach ministry of Shiloh Missionary Church and is hosted by Reverend Otley W. Holmes, Jr., Senior Pastor. Please join us every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KXXT 1010. We're located at 56 South Robson Mesa, Arizona, 85210. And it's right on the corner of Robson and First Avenue in downtown Mesa. Service times are Wednesday evening prayer meeting, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning, Sunday school 9 a.m. Worship service is at 11 a.m. For more information, call 480-844-2687 or email sbchurch1011@quest.net. Be sure to log on to the website www.smbcmesa.org. This program has been sponsored by the membership of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church.